Imagine you're in a box with rumpled sheets and blankets for furnishings. You look around, amazed. You can see. The light coming from above is so bright. You're used to the dark and feeling your way around. This is amazing. You were born 2 weeks ago, but this is your first look at your surroundings. Now, at 2 weeks old, your eyes begin to open, and your legs finally become strong enough to support your full body weight. Your mother, a beautiful reddish-brown Rhodesian Ridgeback. Your father is a darker-colored, muscular Rhodesian Ridgeback. And you are their pup. Now, that moment of sight and strength has come. You try to stand. Your legs are wobbly at first, but you put one paw in front of the other, and soon you are walking around your box with no small amount of pride. Then you get more confident, and you start to trot around with your head held high and not looking where you're going. Whoops! You trip over your little brother, who is also learning to use his legs in this new way. You both topple to the ground in a furry heap. Then you learn to play your first game of wrestling. You roll around on the floor until you tire each other out and fall asleep. As time passes, you learn to use your legs better and get used to the bright lights above. One day, when you are about 6 weeks old, your mother comes up behind you. She announces that today you are going to see the world beyond your box. Your small heart pounds. Finally! You've been cooped up in the same old box for weeks now, and it was beginning to shrink. Or you were beginning to grow. Either way, you were excited to see what was out there. After that day, you start to take regular walks to stretch your fast-growing legs with your mom and littermates, and of course, your dutiful caretakers, the family of eight who love you and train you in the ways of people. They also make sure you and your siblings stay out of trouble. As the days go by, you learn to get used to puppy mash, which is kibble mixed with puppy formula and blended up. A few weeks later, you are eating dry kibble itself. This new food does not taste as good as your mother's deliciously warm milk. Still, you are thankful for the skill. You most likely will need it in later life. Weeks later, on a pleasant day in June, when you are 8 weeks old, you are taking your routine walk around the backyard, when suddenly you hear something, a strange sound that makes you look up. Your mother pricks her ears and your siblings look lively. Something tells you that today is the day. You watch as a nice-looking family steps out of their car and walks towards the house that your loving caretakers live in. 15 minutes later, you are swept up into the arms of a boy with a kind and loving face. "We are taking you to our home, which will soon be yours," he says. You could never imagine just how exciting your new life was going to be. You also could never imagine the stories that men tell about you and your family. Dog, this is your story.
You are listening to Naturalist Kids Podcast, where we bring the stories of nature to life to encourage you in your quest to learn more about this great world. I'm your host, Joy Cherick, and today I'm joined by Sophie, age 13. Sophie is a part of a podcasting club and chose the topic for today's episode, researched and wrote it. Welcome to the podcast, Sophie. If you love our podcast and want to see more episodes like this one about dogs, please consider supporting us through our Patreon site, patreon.com/naturalistkids. There you will find transcripts, nature study lessons, and additional resources to go with each episode. This episode corresponds with Nature Study Hacking Mammals. Nature Study Hacking teaches families how to get outside and use a nature journal. Head over to naturestudyhacking.com to learn more. In the story we just read for you, it showed how dogs are meant to be around people or each other. Throughout the ages, dogs have been at the side of human companions to watch, protect, and love. Some dogs even had the privilege of having a famous owner. One famous dog is Susan, the royal corgi, who belonged to Queen Elizabeth II. And another is Stubby, the dog who fought for his country in the army and won so many medals and awards that he managed to outrank his owner and become a true war hero. These stories are fascinating to prove that a dog can be more than just a lazy pet or a farm animal. In today's podcast, we will be focusing on these devoted and adorable animals. We are talking about dogs today, but what makes them unique in the animal family? What are they like? You will probably say, man's best friend. But why?
I think that is because God created dogs to be something like a companion and friend to us.
But where did the phrase, man's best friend, come from?
King Frederick of Prussia was actually the first to use this phrase in 1789, when he stated that his only friend in this selfish world was a dog. Anyhow, the phrase stuck. A man has many different type of dog friends. A type of dog is called a breed. Did you know there are many different breeds of dogs? In fact, the AKC recognizes around 100 of dogs in this world. These breeds can come from about every continent.
Well, then how come dogs can hear better than us?
The cells that pick up sound in a dog's ears are stronger and more in number than ours. Why do dogs have wet noses?
That's a great question, Sophie. The moisture on a dog's nose helps the scent to be caught on the dog's nose, and so the dog can smell more easily. How are dogs helpful to people?
Dogs can make excellent companions and can do many different jobs, like pull a cart or round up sheep. They can even be trained to lead the blind.
How are dogs harmful to people?
Dogs can chase away other animals that farmers may need on their farm, or they can track mud and other messy things into your house and accidentally destroy things in the home by chewing. And they may trample innocent plants in the garden you might keep out back.
The word for dog in Latin is Canis lupus familiaris, which means domesticated dog. So Sophie, describe the average dog, its color and size.
There are many traits dogs have. All dogs share some of these, like a furry body. Their size can be big or small, and their fur can be all kinds of colors. They all have wet black noses that rest on the end of their long snout, four paws that have soft pads on the bottom of each foot, one tail either short or long, and ears that can be pointy or floppy, catching sounds that we as humans can't even hear.
So your favorite type of dog is a Rhodesian Ridgeback. What makes this dog unique?
They are bigger than most dogs, with floppy ears and a short reddish-brown coat. Rhodesians have a unique ridge along the center of their back. These dogs are from Africa and were bred to hunt lions, which makes them great guardians for families.
We have a riddle for you.
A man stands on one side of a river, his dog on the other. A man calls to his dog, who immediately crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or a boat. How did the dog do it?
We'll tell you in just a minute. We've got another poem, and our poem is called Epitaph to a Dog by George Gordon Byron, also known as Lord Byron, written in 1808. But the poor dog in life, the firmest friend, the first to welcome, foremost to defend, whose honest heart is still his master's own, who labors, fights, lives, breathes for him alone, unhonored falls, unnoticed all his worth, denied in heaven the soul he held on earth. So we have the answer to our riddle. Are you ready?
A man stands on one side of a river, his dog on the other. The man calls his dog, who immediately crosses the river without getting wet and without using a bridge or a boat. How did the dog do it? The river was frozen.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for joining us today as we learn about dogs. I hope you learned something new. Please join us next time as we discover the world of wild horses. We would like to read you a Bible verse from Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Now, out of the ground, the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. And we will leave you with a quote by Dean Koontz.
One of the greatest gifts we receive from dogs is the tenderness they invoke in us.